Welcome back to Morning Ireland. Now, the number of drug-related deaths in which cocaine has played a factor has gone up. In fact, it's more than trebled in the 10-year period between 2012 and 2021. The latest report from the Health Research Board, which looks at drug poisoning deaths recorded in 2021, shows 107 deaths from cocaine. The report also highlights the growing trend of people taking two or more drugs together, and it makes it very clear that prescription drugs in including opioids, are playing a part in most drug deaths. The head of addiction services at St John of God's Hospital in Dublin and clinical professor of psychiatry at UCD is Colin O'Gara. You're very welcome to the programme.
Hiya, Carl.
Now, Colin, the headline figure of 354 deaths from drug poisoning in 2021, down from 439 a year earlier, but that's 3 years ago. Would you see that downward trend continuing?
No, I think that was probably as a result of COVID. There was a slight reduction there. But I think on the ground, Carl, in terms of what we're seeing, we've seen a dramatic increase in cocaine intake. More recently, an increase in crack cocaine. And the combination of cocaine and alcohol, you know, taken in a pub setting, really is the big story in the last few years. And cocaine is a very dangerous drug that's associated with cardiac and neurological issues, particularly arrhythmias and sudden death as a result of stroke. So typically cocaine is put out there as a harmless drug, you know, it's glamorized and normalized in particular segments of society. But as far as we're concerned, you know, here in the ground, we're seeing significant damage from cocaine.
And part of the problem too is that cocaine is now often being cut with other synthetic opioids.
Yeah, the advent, Carl, of nitazene, which is a synthetic opioid made in a lab, which is, it's hard to believe, but hundreds of times stronger than heroin. And another drug that listeners might be familiar with is fentanyl, which is another drug that, you know, very severe effects. And only last week in Sydney, we had a case of people snorting cocaine who actually died as a result of the drug supply being infected with these synthetic opioids. So really, I'm sorry to be bringing such a kind of a bleak picture, but in terms of, you know, those of us working on the ground with people who are taking drugs, this is a real change and really has only happened in the last year or two. The advent of these synthetic opioids is frankly terrifying because, you know, for 20 or 30 years, you have people taking stimulants, be it ecstasy, ketamine, cocaine, amphetamine, and no issue in terms of sudden death like that. Yes, you'd have, you'd occasionally have a physiological response to these stimulants, but these drugs getting into this particular drug supply is a big issue, and it's something that we are, you know, in services, I think we're going to be looking at in terms of deaths.
So what you're saying really is that a person or a young person experimenting with drugs, perhaps for the first time, that there's a much higher risk that it could end up in death.
Yeah, I mean, I think the messaging around drug use is going to change, you know. I mean, there's a huge value in harm minimization and not putting out to young people, you know, that all drugs are going to kill you, because frankly, that is not the case. But I think it has changed in the last year or two with the advent of these synthetic opioids. I think the messaging has to change that in terms of the drug supply, you don't really know what you're taking now. You know, again, 10 or 20 years ago, people would say back to us, well, look, we, you know, the ecstasy supply or the amphetamine supply is relatively safe. But the problem we have now without widespread drug testing is that people don't know what they're taking.
Okay, Colin O'Gara, Head of Addiction Services at St John of God Hospital in Dublin. Thank you very much for that. It's 6 minutes to 9.